the Uniserv director for the MEA. I believe he represents the unions at MSU, Mott Baker. Am I right about that, as well as LLCC?
That's correct.
All right. And tell me exactly what your job is.
Well, I serve as an advocate dealing with day-to-day activities with the employees, as well as, I guess, mediation type of grievances, arbitrations, as well as negotiations, financial review, sometimes lobbying.
All right, and I just shook your hand, and you reminded me of me because I got calluses all over. I was doing yard work. You're
great
not a
weekend.
Guy sitting behind a desk, are you?
No, it was a great weekend for raking leaves. I'm a little stiff today.
LCC has had some challenges with getting contracts ratified. Tell us where you are in that process.
Yes, the employee groups there, we represent four unions on campus. Three of the four have open contracts, have had bargaining for the last 17, 18 months. So a year and a half they've been operating without a contract and continuing to bargain, getting closer and closer, hopefully, to a tentative agreement.
What's the main holdup?
Well, you know, right now, a lot of it has to do with we have a difference of opinion with regards to the services to the students. We've had program changes, eliminations, reductions in aviation, horticulture, design, hospitality, culinary. These are all traditional sort of entrepreneurial, I guess, favorable programs for students that have had a tremendous effect on the way students receive their services. So our faculty and our part-time clericals and our full-time support staff, many of whom are behind the scenes and aren't really seen by the public or the students, have had some difficulties in trying to promote what they believe is a good program for students. The college has made these reductions and made these changes that, and at the same time that they've had an 8% reduction in enrollment. And our question is, are these changes indicative of the reduction in enrollment? It's cause and effect. And meanwhile, the college has over $5 million in cash reserves and are proposing to possibly put $2.5 million into real estate rather than settle contracts and deal with these student programs that we believe the college is in business
to deal with. Is LCC being fair?
Well, at this point, I don't like to talk about specific bargaining proposals. That would be inappropriate. I think that dragging it out or taking their time and using an outside consultant or attorney, paying them over $350,000 for the time that it's taking, I think they could do a better job.
Are you involved in the bargaining process? Are you sitting at that table?
I'm not sitting at the table. I provide consultation in between sessions. I have a colleague that is at the table with the chief spokesperson for each.
Okay, but you
unit.
Know the process, right?
Absolutely.
Tell you what we're going to do. I've got to get to a news break. We've got Representative Opsomer here. Can you stick around? And all I want to do, I want to ask you one question. What goes on at that bargaining table specifically? Not to that case, but in general.
Sure, absolutely.